we were looking into inyanim relating to standing and relating to davening, so I figured I'll stay on that track. Someone put one of the questions on the sheet to talk about standing during Chazaras HaShatz. If I could just broaden it a little bit to not only talk about standing during Chazaras HaShatz, but basic behavior during Chazaras HaShatz as well. What one should and should not do during Chazaras HaShatz. First, basic background. Why do we have Chazaras HaShatz? So we know the Anshei Knesset HaGedola were misakin that we should have Chazaras HaShatz for it to be Motzi Misha Eino Baki. Someone who didn't know how to daven himself, so he could hear the Shliach Tzibur daven, and he'll listen, pay attention, and he'll be Yotzei through the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur. However, there is another very, very intuitive but lesser thought of reason for Chazaras HaShatz, and that's pointed out by the Tur in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalid, and the Aruch HaShulchan makes a big deal out of it, and that is that we need Chazaras HaShatz in order to have a place to have Kedusha and to have Birchas Kohanim. Without Chazaras HaShatz, I can do Kedusha or Birchas Kohanim. So you could do it. You could just say the first few brachos, b'tzibur, right? You could do a hechi kedusha like people do, right? And that way you'll have kedusha in there, or just do the first few and the last few and get birchas kohanim in there. But the simplest way to get kedusha and birchas kohanim is by having Chazaras HaShatz. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Chav Dalet Sifkat and Beis says that in order to be yotzei, if you actually are an eino baki and you need to be yotzei the Chazaras HaShatz, or for instance the poskim talk about, let's say you forgot Yalav Yava. So although the Chachili, you should repeat Shemon Esrei, one can be Yotzei by listening to Chazaras HaShatz with a Yalav Yavo. So, but in order to do that, unlike in your own Shemon Esrei, where it's not necessary to understand all the words of Shemon Esrei, it's not required that you have Havana of Pirush HaMilim, when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, if you're going to try to be Yotzei with it, you need to understand what the Shliach Tzibur is talking about. Now, nowadays, the assumption is that everyone's a Baki, not because we're so brilliant and great, but because we have printed Sidurim. So we know how to daven, and we're taught at a young age how to read Hebrew. So nowadays, we assume that in most shuls, everybody's a Baki, and yet Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Gimel says we still repeat Shemon Esrei. Mishmur says, why do we still repeat Shemon Esrei if everyone's a Baki nowadays? We do it because they were never Misakein. Go back to the times when people were not always a Baki. So what do? Did they interview each person on their way into Shul? Are you a Baki? Are you a Baki? No. And then I'm sure there were plenty of times in yeshivas and whatever where they in Nada and Pumbadisa where everyone was Bikiyim and they still did Chazaras HaShatz. Why? Because there was never a takana to check and to see if everybody's a Baki. So part of the takana was to do Chazaras HaShatz even if everyone is a Baki. Just because there might be situations where there's someone who's an Eino Baki. So Shulchan Aruch says that we never changed that minug. So what the Aruch HaShulchan points out, another reason we never changed the minug and we still do Chazaras HaShatz is because the other reason of Chazaras HaShatz, Kedusha and Birchas Kohanim, it leads to the most natural and appropriate time to have Kedusha and Birchas Kohanim. So we still want that element. So once we're keeping the first few brachos and the last few brachos, we keep them all, and we kept the institution of Chazaras HaShatz. It should be noted that if you are a Baki and you know how to daven, you cannot be Yotzei just by listening to Chazaras HaShatz. Okay, that's just basic background. Now, how does one behave during Chazaras HaShatz? Well, if you're being Yotzei, for whatever reason, you forgot Yalav Yavo or you're an Eino Baki, and you're trying to be Yotzei with Chazaras HaShatz, then there's no doubt, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, Se'if Aleph, that a person absolutely must stand the whole time, pay attention to every word that's being said, and treat it like a Shemona Esrei, because that is, in fact, his Shemona Esrei. So if you're actually trying to be Yotzei, there's no doubt that one has to treat it like a Shemona Esrei. In Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Se'if Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says that even if you are a Baki and you're not relying on the Chazaras HaShatz, you should still pay attention to every single word. Right, Shulchan Aruch writes, "Kishashliach tzibur chozra tefila, hakal yeshlam lishtok." The tzibur should be quiet. Ulechavin the brachos shemivarich hachazin v'lanos amen, and to have kavanah to the brachos that the chazan is saying and answer amen to them. Vim ein tes mechavnim librachosav, and if you don't have nine people listening and having kavanah, he says it's karov lios brachosav levatala. It's pretty close to being a bracha levatala, and therefore every single person should view themselves as if they are one of the nine who need to be listening. Don't assume that there must be nine others, no matter how large the shul is. Don't assume that there must be nine others who are listening. Person should always pay attention. attention during Chazaras Hashatz. What about singing or saying along words with the Shliach Tzibur? So most of us think of that as like a very nice thing, right? That you sing along together with the Shliach Tzibur, what he's saying sounds like a wonderful thing, or Karl Bachmann or whatever. The Torah says that it's Kalus Rosh, that it's showing Kalus Rosh to the tefillah, and you shouldn't do it. The Bach adds three more reasons, aside from Kalus Rosh, why he thinks it's a terrible thing to do. The Bach says, first of all, you're going to end up saying Brachas Levatala, because what you're going to end up doing is singing the Bracha at the end also, and that's going to be a Bracha Levatala, because you shouldn't be saying the Bracha at the end. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that a lot of times you have this problem with Kedusha, that people not only say the Kedusha when they're supposed to say it, but then when the Chazan is saying his Kedusha, they'll say it again with the chazan that they're not supposed to do. So Rav Soloveitchik was very against that. Now, if you're going to hum along with the chazan, that's okay, mistama. But to actually say the words of kedusha along with him, so the same with Chazaras Hashatz, to say the words, even if you're not planning on saying the chasimah sabracha, but it might happen that you'll accidentally say the chasimah sabracha, says the Bach. Also, you're supposed to be listening to every word the Shliach Tzibur says. You can't do that while you're talking. You need to be listening to the Shliach Tzibur. They were never misakeh that you should say Tushba Nasreis. It's that you say one, and the Shliach Tzibur says one that you listen to. And third, by not listening, you're going to make his brachos into a brach levatala. What did we just say in Shulchan Aruch? That if there aren't nine people listening, so it's Karav Lios, that his brach is going to be a brach levatala. So if you're too busy singing, and you're not listening, so then it's going to be a brach levatala. Okay, so that's why the Bach and the Tur in Shulchan Aruch is against singing along or saying along the words. The words itself of Chazaras Hashatz. What about talking during Chazaras Hashatz? So the Shulchan Aruch, this is one of those very, very clear dinim that the Shulchan Aruch wanted to make sure that there be no mistake about it. Shulchan Aruch says, "Lo yasiach sichas chulin b'shash shliach tzibur chazar tefila v'imsachu chotei." And if you do talk, you are a sinner. V'gadol avono min so. What kind of sinner? Well, the kind of sinner where the burden of your sin is too great to bear. V'garimbo. And if you see someone talking during Chazaras Hashatz, it's okay to say, shh, right? It's okay to tell the person or give him a look and say, come on, what are you doing? Have a little respect, right? It's okay to do that. So that is the, of course, Shulchan Aruch says it's okay to do that. Use your brain a little bit also, right? I was in a shul once where someone turned around to somebody else and said, shh, Chazaras Hashatz, come on. And says, oh, your wife dresses the way she does and you're going to tell me to be quiet during Chazaras Hashatz. You don't want to be in those situations. Obviously, regardless, you don't want to just cause a fist fight in the middle of a shul either. It's not a good idea to do. But Shulchan Aruch is very strong that a person is not allowed to talk during Chazaras Hashatz. Not only that, the Ramadan adds, V'yilameid banav hakatanim sheyanu amein. Children should be taught at a very young age that they should answer amein during Chazaras Hashatz. Ki miyad shatinok ona amein yesh lo chelek li'olam haba. Unbelievable. Little child, as soon as he knows to answer amen, he gets that he has a chelek l'olam haba. So you're giving your children olam haba when you teach them at a young age to answer amen in Chazaras Hashatz. Mishra Brura, working off of the Shulchan Aruch, also gets very worked up about talking during Chazaras Hashatz and says, you have no idea how many shuls were destroyed because of this Avera. Again, I don't know how we know which Averas led to what, but the Mishra Brura says, this is a terrible thing and it's led to terrible Churban. What about learning during Chazaras Hashatz? So the Ramah, not in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, in Simen Sadi, the Ramah writes in Si'if Yud Ches that the Ramah quotes that one should not learn during Chazaras Hashatz. And the Mishra Brura says, if you already davened and you just happen to be at that minion, you just happen to be in a room where a minion breaks out and you've already davened, so you're not davening with that minion, then you are allowed to learn while they're saying Chazaras Hashatz. But if that's your Chazaras Hashatz, then you should not learn in the room. Mishra Brura says, you shouldn't even learn if you're going to stop for the end of the bracha and listen to the end of the bracha and answer amen. Even then you shouldn't learn, because why? Not that there's anything wrong with it. Theoretically, it would be fine. But the problem is, there are a lot of Amaratzim around. And the Amaratzim are going to look at you who are learning during Chazaras Hashatz and say, well, that guy can learn during Chazaras Hashatz. I could talk and read or do whatever I want during Chazaras Hashatz. They're not going to realize that you stopped for the end of each bracha and pause to listen to the chazan and answer amen. They're not going to know that. So it's going to be that you're going to be machtias harabim when you do that. You're going to teach other people to do something that's wrong and inappropriate. The implication, though, is that it's okay to think in learning, because the Amaratz can't see you thinking, right? So you can think in learning during Chazaras Hashatz. It should also be noted that Magen Avram disagrees. Magen Avram thinks that if you see somebody who's learning during Chazaras Hashatz and stops for the end of the bracha, you shouldn't tell him to not do that. You shouldn't tell him to adjust his behavior. He has Yesh Al Milismoch if he's going to do that. So there is what to be somechan, says the Magen Avram in Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Katan Ches. Okay, what about standing? This was what the question was. Now we left a minute for the question. 14 seconds. Standing during Chazaras Hashatz. So the Ramah, Simon Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Dalet, records the minhag. He says that there is a minhag that many people have. He says, Yesh Omrim, Shekol Am Yamdu, Keshechozer Hashatz HaTvila. That there's Yesh Omrim, that everyone stands during Chazaras Hashatz. Now, what would be the reason to stand? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's based on the original Takana. The original Takana of Chazaras Hashatz was to be Yotze Tfila, if you're an Eino Baki. Obviously, then you have to stand. So why should the Tzura of Chazaras Hashatz change just because its meaning to you has changed? If we kept the Takana, keep the Takana the way it was meant to be. And that would be the idea of standing. And even those who are not being Yotzei, in the Igeres HaTshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, he says that we have Chazaras Hashatz, we're able to use it as a second tefillah. Normally, you don't just say a second tefillah, but Chazaras Hashatz, we get credit for a second tefillah. So treat it like a second tefillah, and you should stand during Chazaras Hashatz. That's how they explain the minhag quoted by the Ramah. The Bi'ur HaGra says, if an Eino Baki has to stand in order to be Yotzei, let's say there's only one Eino Baki in the room, right? But you only say Chazaras Hashatz when there's a minion, right? So how many people need to be standing? There's only one Eino Baki in the room. Mistama, you need nine others besides the Shliach Tzibur to be standing in order to have a minion doing, participating, in order to make it a Tfilas HaTzibur of a Chazaras Hashatz, in order to be Motzi the Eino Baki. So the din was always, says the Bi'ur HaGra, that even the Bakiim would stand during Chazaras Hashatz. So he said that's the basis of standing for Chazaras Hashatz. What's the basis for not standing during Chazaras Hashatz? So the Bala Ma'ar, when in Rosh Hashanah, he says when the Gemara talks about Tkios de Mu'umad and Tkios de Miyushav, right? We blow shofar de Mu'umad and de Miyushav. What's Tkios de Miyushav? Says the Baal Amar, those are the Tkios you blow during Chazaras Hashatz. What do we call them? Tkios de Miyushav. The Tkios that we blow sitting down. So that sounds like you sit, the minhag was to sit there in Chazaras Hashatz. It's also the Poskim quote in the Sefer Ishei Yisrael, page Resh Mem Vav, in Ha'ara Samach Zayin, he quotes a Gemara in Yuma that seems to assume that they sat during Chazaras Hashatz. And a lot of the Sephardic Poskim assume that you sit during Chazaras Hashatz. I assume that's the minhag in Sephardic Shuls. You could, we have our token Sephardi. Yeah. So most sit. Okay, so in Chuvas Yaskil Avdi, who's an early 20th century Sephardic Posek, and Chuvas Yechav Das, who's Ravad Yosef, in Yechav Das, Chelek Hei, Simen Yud Aleph, he says that the minhag is to sit. That the minhag of Sephardim is to sit. Yaskel Avdi says that it's best to sit because then you could focus a lot better, you could pay much better attention. Just one last note, you may notice that a lot of Wayu Rebbeim not only stand, but they stand with their feet together the entire time during Chazaras Hashatz. What's that all about? So first of all, if the whole idea of standing is that we're trying to do like the Takana initially was, it makes sense you stand with your feet together. But a lot of the seriousness of Chazaras Hashatz that's prevalent, that should be prevalent in probably more communities, but is prevalent amongst Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, was based on a very interesting and important idea that Rav Soloveitchik had, and he had all the artsites here, on the concept of tefillah bitzibur versus tefillas hatzibur. He held that there were two separate kiyumim of tefillah that were done when yadavin. When yadavin in a room with a minyan, where everyone is saying the Rosh Hashanah Esrei, that's tefillah bitzibur. But there's a separate kiyum that they were misakin called tefillas hatzibur. And that is a separate kiyum that we have to take very seriously. Well, maybe we could discuss it a different time. It's a fascinating topic to discuss, but, you know, 13 minutes doesn't allow. Yeah.